We continue our Ezer Hashem's Baruch series of Shurim about what one may or may not do in terms of watching his health. There's a tshuva, and the Shas of tshuva is Igros Maisha, Yerudeya, Chela Gimel, Simon Lamed Hei, where apparently there were some bachrim, there were some boys in the yeshiva who were caught smoking marijuana. And they want to make an argument that they should be, that it's not that terrible. So Moshe says, of course it's terrible. He says, once doctors have established that it's detrimental to one's health, even if you find that there are certain people that are able to smoke marijuana and doesn't affect them, if it affects, since it typically affects people, and he says, even if it doesn't affect them physically, it just affects them mentally or emotionally, that's also something you have to avoid. And Moshe takes a very strong point. He says, if somebody is not as mentally where he should be, he can't daven the way he's supposed to daven, he can't do mitzvahs the way he's supposed to do mitzvahs, he can't learn Torah the way he's supposed to learn Torah, and therefore, one should avoid it. Then he also goes into that doing anything that could be addictive is usur. And he makes the point that what is the biggest issue when we discuss a ben sayer meirer, says Rav Moshe, is not just the lifestyle that he leads, but the fact that he became addicted to that lifestyle. And therefore, anything that can become addictive should be avoided. And therefore, Rav Moshe takes a very, very strong position about it. And he says, V'tzorach l'shtadel b'chol ha'yecholus l'hava tomazu. One should do everything to avoid this type of a situation. There's also tshuva in Digros Moshe, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Samachay. Rav Moshe, in that tshuva, discusses dieting. He says, when one diets, it obviously is not always so comfortable avoiding eating, not eating when everybody, particularly when everybody else is eating. And he quotes, of course, the famous concept that what is the aveira? Why does a nazir have to bring a carbon chatas? Shetzir atzmai mena yayin. And the Gemara says, if he only held back from drinking wine, it's considered an aveira. So certainly somebody should not hold back from eating. So Rav Moshe says, if somebody is dieting because the doctor told him you need to diet, you need to lose voice, you need to lose weight, so the tsar of being sick, chas v'shalom, is certainly a lot greater than the tsar involved in not eating. And therefore, even though it's not comfortable to diet, not only is it mutter, if you're doing it for health reasons, you're obligated to diet if that's what the doctors told you, even though it's not that comfortable. But then he goes into discussion that if somebody's dieting just because they want to look better, so are you allowed to make yourself uncomfortable just to look better? So first, Rav Moshe says an interesting concept, an interesting svara. He says that the person who's dieting because they want to look better, so they have two different considerations. There's the pain of not eating everything what they want to eat, and there's the pain of not looking good. He says the pain for this person of not looking good is greater than the pain involved in avoiding eating. And we always have to decide which is the bigger pain. So if the bigger pain of not looking good, if the pain of not looking good is more of a pain to this individual than the pain of holding themselves back from eating, then they're allowed to diet. However, Moshe says, even though he's allowing dieting, even for just to look better, that's only if the pain that's involved in dieting is manageable. But that doesn't, Ramosha says, allow you to fast. Because fasting is already a very serious pain. And then for there, a question will come up, which is the bigger pain? So clearly, again, Ramosha says that what's specifically Nogaya to our share is that as much as Chazal did not want us to put ourselves into a situation of discomfort when it's for doctor's orders, not only is it permitted, it's what should be done. Then I saw a very interesting tshuva, and the Shas of Tshuva's Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Vav, Simen Chof Aleph, Sif Gimel. He discusses a situation where people sometimes travel on vacation to a place where there is no minyan. And on one hand, he says, we see how Chazal treated davening tefillah b'tzibur so seriously. The halach is that one is supposed to travel up to Dalad Milim out of his way to daven b'minyan. The Gemara discusses how they freed avodim kananim in order that they should have minyan, even though freeing an Eved Kenani involves the violation of the mitzvah of L'olam Bahem Tavoidu. So Rav Volzner Zatzal says, if somebody just going on vacation, he has no right to go on vacation to a place where he won't be able to daven b'minyan. And of course, he says, it's even worse than a person who lives in a place where there is no minyan. Because if you live in a place where there is no minyan, so that's where you live. But to specifically travel, he says, to a place where there is no minyan is awesome. However, but he says, apparently the person who's writing the Shaila to Rav Volzner does mention that he's aware of tzaddikim that traveled to different places where there was no minyan on vacation. So here, Rav Volzner is taking such a serious position about the need to always daven the minyan. Yet we find these people who weren't makpid when they went on vacation on davening the minyan. So Rav Volzner says that it could well be that those people weren't just traveling to these places because they wanted to go on vacation. They were traveling to these places because they were sick. And this is where this would be the place that would be best for them. And going back to the concept that we've been discussing in our shiur, that when it's a question of refuah, then the halacha then we have a whole different attitude to the shayla. So could well, that's why Rav Volzner says, under those circumstances, if that's the best or only place you should travel, because that's what's good for your refuah, you let it go there, even if it means not davening b'minyan. Tosfos asks a question that our Gemara says, Hakob de Shemayim, Chutz Mitzin Mepachim. But Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Taflam Gimel Mebeis, teaches us, Hakob de Shemayim, Chutz Meyira Shemayim. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So he says that the two different subjects. Our Gemara is referring to what's going to happen to a person. And our Gemara indeed says, Hakob de Shemayim, Chutz Mitzinim Epachim, Because that, as we've been discussing in our shurim, is something one can prevent, something which is avoidable. The Gemara that says Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz miyur Shemayim is talking about something else. That every one of us has an obligation in this world to be an Oved Hashem. But in order to be an Oved Hashem, it's like any other employee. In order to be an effective employee, you have to be given the wherewithal to do your job. So tells us the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Hakol b'dei Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, each one of us, the various requirements that we need to be able to be Oivdei Hashem, the intelligence, the emotional strength. The only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us that we need to supply in this objective of being Oivdei Hashem, what is the part that we have to provide? We have to provide the Yirah Shemayim. Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz miYirah Shemayim. So it's a whole different concept. But then I saw another pshat from the Imre Yosef. What's interesting about this pshat from the Imre Yosef is that Tosfos, as we just learned, is troubled that there are two Gemaras. One is as Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mitzin mapachim. One Gemara says Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz miyur Shemayim. He finds a way of connecting these two Gemaras. He says that a person in his avodas Hashem has to have sometimes the nature of chamimus, of islahavus, of being warm, and sometimes he has to have in himself the nature of kriris, of being cold. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, he's supposed to do the mitzvah with zrizis, he's supposed to do the mitzvah with islahavus. When it comes to an aveira, it's supposed to be just the opposite. He's supposed to be cold. He's supposed to distance himself from doing aveiros. And that's what the Gemara means. Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz miyir Shemayim. The Yir Shemayim is what's going to drive the person either to do mitzvahs as they're supposed to be done, or to stay away from aveiros as one is supposed to stay away from aveiros. Says the Imre Yosef, that is tzinim apachim. How have we been defining tzinim apachim? We've been defining tzinim apachim as cold or hot. Hakol b'dei Shemayim. You know what is b'dei Shemayim? Chutz miyir Shemayim. Because the person who has yir Shemayim will also have the proper characteristics of tzinim and pachim to know when to do, stay away from aveira, and know when and how to do mitzvahs.